This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It always takes people by surprise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
It's Friday, everyone.
Yay!
And that means we...
I feel good.
Yes, we set aside our normal petty differences, and for one rousing round of radio, we're optimists. We're positive. We're feel good, because it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
I'd love to.
Oh, well then, why don't you?
There was a man.
You know
in Australia.
Your story, or?
Yeah, yeah. There was a man in Australia, and he was a postman. And
a postman.
All right.
A postman.
I know, I had to close my tab, too.
Oh, no way!
Oh, no! I don't even look.
Okay, well, then I'm really just telling the story to Slacker. This man.
Oh, man, really? You guys both had it?
Yeah, this man was obviously a postman, so he was delivering some mail, and it started to rain.
Okay.
He noticed where he was delivering mail, there was actually laundry out drying on the line, and so he very quickly took literally 1 minute, pulled down all the laundry, folded it up nicely, and put it safely undercover for that family.
And they know this because they have outdoor cameras or something?
I think so, yeah. There's like screen stills, caught on camera. But he thought no
There's
one was
still
looking.
Still good people
he
in the world.
He thought no one was looking. He's like, I'm just going to get this out of the rain for you.
You know there's people who'd be mad. They're like, ew, the postman touched my stuff.
I'd be so grateful.
So grateful.
Because then you don't have to wash it again.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. If you're one of those people, though.
Oh.
If you're like, ew, he touched it.
Whatever. He did the right thing. Why are you making it a bad thing?
No, you're right. It's Feel Good Friday. Why are you ruining it? I'm talking to me.
Okay. Another person who did a random act of kindness at the Minnesota State Fair. They overheard a chef saying, man, I could really go for a root beer float right now. She was in line. She had gotten order at that stand. Went, bought him a root beer float, came back.
Wait, she was buying food from that guy and overheard him say, I got a hankering for a root beer float.
So she went to a different food truck or whatever, got one. Brought it back, and there's a video of it. He is so perplexed and bewildered. He was like,
what do you want?
Exactly. He was like, do you want more food? Do you want, like, what can I give you? And she said, I don't want anything.
Because we're so conditioned that if somebody's doing something nice for us,
we're like. And the other cooks there, too, were like, just jaws hit the floor.
Although at a food truck, that probably set her back. It's not cheap.
No, but she didn't care.
No, I'm saying, you know, it's just a beautiful story.
Yeah.
We should all try to pay it forward in the next couple
days. Random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Well, I did yesterday.
What are you? Oh,
well,
my God.
I gave a homeless man a Built protein bar.
Oh, Jesus. Erica.
He was looking for food.
No, he wasn't. He's looking for money for booze.
When was the last time you gave anything?
They hold a sign that says I'm looking for food, but they really want money for booze.
I don't think so. He seemed extremely grateful, and He was like in a garbage bag in case of rain. And someone in front of me gave him an orange.
I know it's Feel Good Friday and I'm not supposed to do this, but it feels like you're piggybacking on Aaron's goodness right there.
All you said was we should all try to pay it forward.
And she's doing it. She's doing the random acts of kindness.
5 day old bar that you had in your car.
1 day old. Yeah. And I hadn't opened it.
But why didn't you just use that instead of stealing me an Aaron story?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you do? My feel good story is about a girl named Erica.
Yeah, because driving how around. Self-serving is that?
Almost as self-serving as what you just did.
Okay, whatever. Let it be feel good.
If the charity meant anything to you, you would have kept it to your damn self.
I'm going to literally.
Okay, literally. It's Feel Good Friday. You can
hug you.
Yell great.
I'm just kidding. We don't hug.
We should hug more.
No.
As a show?
Mine is short. It's a story out of Glasgow. There was a skate park in 1978, and a lot of teens hanging out there back in the
70s. You're giving a Feel Good Friday story.
Yeah, so they used to hang out there, and then skateboarding kind of dipped in popularity, and so the skate park got really overgrown, a lot of weeds and grass and everything. So now there's archaeologists who used to be those skaters. They used to be those teens, and they're going, you know, we should really excavate that. We should make it skatable again. So they're getting all their buddies back together, volunteering, the ex-skaters, to clean up the skate park and shred or die another day.
Oh, they're not going to excavate it. They're going to shred or die.
They're going to
clean it up, and then and then they will shred or die.
Okay. I thought maybe they were going to dig it up and like find fossils or something.
No. They're
when he first said excavate, I thought that
too. I'm like, wait.
Also, they're archaeologists?
Mm-hmm.
Or architects.
You know, I've got a hankering for a root beer float. If anyone wants to.
You got one, Sasha?
My story's out of Australia. No, I'm sorry. It's at a fair. No. I don't know where this one is. Oh, it's Texas. There are a set of twins, and one of the twins has fallen very ill.
Oh.
Kidney failure. In fact,
good.
And while looking into it, they found that it's going to be very painful. In fact, he's been on dialysis for years at this point.
Oof.
And so their twin stepped up and said, I know how painful this is for you. I'm going to try to help you find a donor. We're going to, you know.
The twin wasn't a donor match?
I think it's getting there.
I mean, they weren't willing to check that out. It's not Feel Great Friday. It's just Feel Good. It's like, I'm sure I'm a match, but I heard the surgery is very painful. Why don't I write some flyers for you? I'm really good with Microsoft Paint. You want to steal the rest of my story, Erica?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no, they gave him the kidney and that's the end of the story.
Well, they're twins. That feels like the natural.
I know. I was just trying to bury the lead.
She stole everyone's story.
She literally
very upset.
Ruined it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Welcome to Colorado, Erica. Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
I know you've been here for like a week or two.
Oh, mm-hmm. 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
And she's responsible. I think she just admitted it.
What does that mean?
For our rise
in
the
list.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
According to U.S. News, Colorado is the second most dangerous state in the United States of America.
Mm, wasn't the same 2 weeks ago.
It was not.
It was
we were
not.
Like 47th.
Yep.
We were like safe and sound.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's no way I'm responsible for that because I am the biggest worrier, safe, seatbelts on, don't need a weapon kind of girl.
Why would this be? If like
That's what I want to know.
So I'm looking at the details.
Oh,
so it's about
details.
And it's the rate of murder, non-negligent manslaughter, a burglary, a vehicle theft. Yeah. I think that's what they looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so none of those are good.
That's like a Tuesday in Colorado. All those things.
Can we give a little backstory on the show for a second? About a year ago, Steve left the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we began this exhaustive search, and a lot of people applied and whatnot. And Erica didn't really want the job.
Nope, sure didn't.
Nope. But we had heard tape of her, and we're like, well, she sounds psychotic enough to fit it right into this whole
That's
little.
The first time you said it like that.
That's literally. I remember hearing your voice going, "Yeah, no, she can handle the weirdness in this room."
Okay.
And we had to like kind of coax her.
Coerce, if you will.
Sure. Into taking, and by the way, coerce with booze. We got her so rip-roaring drunk.
Twice now. Yeah. What does this have to do with Colorado being dangerous?
Well, we told you what a great place this was. We had been paying U.S. News to suppress this story until you were all the way moved in and paid your damage deposit and whatnot.
And also, there are numerous factors that can affect the crime occurring in different areas, including climate, economic conditions, law enforcement priorities, population density. So that's just take that into consideration when we say that Colorado is number two.
Right. And you moved into like one of the most sketch, dangerous neighborhoods that I told you not to move into.
And Aaron's like,
no,
bad.
No,
because
I
leave not dangerous
I lived
feeling.
Not too far away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a psycho.
Well,
so.
I agree. I don't know. I don't think it feels dangerous. In fact, I feel like, because I've been going through this with, like, I've talked about, I put a basketball hoop out and I'm very protective
You're
of it.
Parker, that doesn't count.
But
Parker's in Colorado.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, big kids coming by and messing with my hoop and eventually breaking
More
it.
More bully kind of.
Yeah. Like. And it's like, I don't think that exists, period. I don't think kids are out roaming around looking for trouble. I don't see
I agree
the danger.
With I think dangerous places are like the Dakotas. Like it's.
Why?
Because isn't one of the Dakotas like the meth capital of the United States?
Because I think so.
Yeah. When there's nothing else to do, you do bad things. Boys, especially.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, but in Colorado, you can climb, you can hike, you can bike, you
can. Right, but it's also so expensive here that now there is a lot of burglary. I mean, my car was broken into in my driveway.
You left it unlocked.
We don't need to talk about that.
It's not broken into.
It's simply the door was open.
Someone just helped themselves.
It's still.
It's like
counts.
A smorgasbord.
US News.
Gosh. Here's the other reason I wanted to talk about this, because it's time for Everyone Loves Aaron. It's over today. Aaron has a theory for why Colorado's dangerous.
Mm. Yeah. My theory is that we were doing great like 15 years ago. Uh-huh. And now there's just so many people here. I don't necessarily think that it's the people who are
You're
born and raised
your bets.
Here.
You said this much quicker off the
I
air.
Did.
I want you to just rip the band-aid off.
Okay, I said I don't think it's the people who are born and raised here. I think it's because there's a lot of people that have moved here, which goes including, you know, the population density. That's what they said to look
That's
for.
That's why she brought up that population density.
Mm-hmm. You're the density.
Climate and economic conditions, which have changed. Which climate and economic conditions, which have changed because there's been so many people moving here.
So what?
I'm sorry.
One of the things I want to ask is, are we comfortable at number two? Or do we want to
Do we want to
ramp this up?
Number one.
We can do
number
it.
One. We can.
Who's ready to go out and commit a badass crime tonight?
No.
Me, I'm a transplant.
Let's go.
Yes. I'm responsible already.
If you see Erica and T-Hack wandering your street, call the popo.
They're committing a crime.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This used to be one of my favorite parts of the day, but it's not anymore.
Why?
Because I don't like her anymore.
I know.
You haven't liked her for a very long time.
No, I didn't. I didn't like that you guys didn't like Mike, and like there were different things there. But so that if you've missed out, Found a Diary a long time ago. We read one entry every day, and truly will be that from now on because nobody has any power to veto it.
Right.
But she has done something bad. We all kind of jumped to a conclusion that it was cheating
because she described it as indiscretion.
In this last entry, she did say indiscretion. So I feel like, but then she still gets to live her great life and
she's
go
trying to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, she's ignoring it, but she's talking about how great he's playing surprise parties. He gives me necklaces in a Tiffany box. And it's like she's getting the spoils of war while being a double agent. Mm-hmm. And it makes me furious. I don't, as someone who has been cheated on, that is one of those.
Yeah.
It's a trigger that she's just. How can we like her?
Will it make you happy if I say we will be fed today?
Because, okay, Erica every day is given permission by the room, and that might be rescinded, to turn forward and at least give us the date of the next one. And now all of a sudden, little speed reader's like,
no.
Like, you're like, oh,
yeah, I thought you couldn't read her handwriting.
Yes.
I just saw like the first sentence, which I think it means we're going to get some stuff, but also this is a longer entry, is what I was saying.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, are you excited now?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Okay. So, okay. Is that then enough of a recap? She's admitted it was indiscretion.
Right.
And admitted that she's still grateful, but she's just pretending it didn't happen.
And we know that Mike didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
That was July 4th. It was their 2-year anniversary. This entry is July 7th.
Ooh.
Three days later.
Okay.
I finally told the truth. I had to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Who feels it in their arms right now?
When he asked me to be his wife, I was overcome with mixed emotions. I said yes because I had wanted to. Really, I did.
What?
Or I said yes because I wanted to, not had. He left this afternoon. He wouldn't tell me where he was going or staying. He just said that the dog and me had to be alone. Sorry, had to be gone by the 1st of August. This is July 7th.
Wait a minute. So you're saying he asked her?
That was the surprise. She was like, oh, he has another surprise. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. He's going to propose.
That's so fast. I know.
I agree.
But you too were fast too. But it's fast
when
you're in your 20s.
Months. Yeah, we were in our 30s.
You're 26 years old.
She's 27.
27 years old.
So,
oh my God, you go, okay.
No, we'll talk after.
Okay.
He asked, she said yes. And then she told him, it sounds like.
Like that same moment. Like, what are you? Oh God.
I don't know. Well, we don't know that. He said we need to be out by the 1st of August. He said he didn't care if he even saw me again, ever saw me again. He said I'd gotten a little bit fat anyway. He said I was a lying, cheating whore. He said everything I'd expected him to say.
Oh.
For months, I've been faking it, hoping I'd feel it, trying to pretend nothing had happened and that I'd done nothing wrong. When I told Katie about John,
who's
writing
John?
It down.
John is who she cheated with. I think this is...
The first, I'm looking through my notes.
No, there was a Justin. I don't.
When I told Katie about John, she made me promise not to tell Mike. She said he'd done nothing wrong and didn't deserve to be punished. I agreed. And I tried to forget. Fake it till you feel it. I'd written about it and then ripped out the pages.
Oh, ta-da!
The handwriting's getting whack.
So she wrote about the affair that we'll never get to know the details because she just tore them out.
Something that going to make it unhappen. Was that going to make it unhappen?
Oh, if she tore the pages.
By pretending it hadn't happened, did I somehow unsleep with him?
So it wasn't just a little indiscretion.
I've avoided him in classes for months now.
Oh, my.
I switched study groups. It didn't make him go away. I kept living my little fantasy world with Mike. I know I hooked up with John because I was scared, and once again, trying to sabotage myself, I guess I succeeded. Oh, I guess I succeeded on that part. I had to tell him. I was lying to him every day by not telling him, and I couldn't marry him unless he knew. So I told him the whole dirty truth, and now I'll get what's coming to me. I never deserved any of this good stuff, but I definitely deserve all this bad stuff. I told you we were going to eat today.
Wow.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah.
The emotions. I've talked about this before. It's very strange. But as a man who's asked more than one woman to marry him, you are at that moment ready to spend the rest of your life with that person. And if they give the wrong answer, you're ready to burn them alive.
Yeah.
It's a very strange feeling to be equal parts like, I want you forever, but if you don't want me, I want you gone. And Mike just got that in the hugest way. It's like, I want to be with you forever. Okay, cool. I slept with somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds like it was kind of ongoing too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a drunken thing. Like they were, they're friends. They were in a study
in a
group.
Study group. And,
you know, like,
I don't
like
know
they
if
got
she
close.
Slept with him more than once, but yeah, it sounds like friends to that point and then.
Mm-hmm. And especially like we said before, Mike was like kind of financing this whole thing.
Yes, he's working harder so she can go back to school and then mm-hmm. she finds a friend and
it's
at
so
least once.
Yeah.
Brutal because you're rooting for her the whole way and then it's like, what?
Why'd you do that?
Can you, do you still have the diary open?
No, it's closed, but what are you asking?
Was when she was talking to, when in the previous entry, did she say indiscretion or indiscretions?
I would open
that,
it up and figure that
yeah.
out.
If she said indiscretion, if she slept with this dude one time, she'd have said indiscretion.
I think it was singular.
I don't. I think it was indiscretions. Mm.
It was indiscretions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But that could also...
So they
could,
got friendly. They're in study groups.
But
oh, we aced the final.
The
let's have a beer.
That could mean... Like,
no,
indiscretions
no,
can
no,
mean
no.
more. Yes, I think so.
No.
Because
no.
there are emotional cheating. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she also physically cheated, but...
And Mike has to be thinking, like, he's cultured. Like, remember the mm-hmm. French films? He's yeah. wealthy. He's all this stuff. And he's like, and I'm helping you, and you slept with some college kid? Yeah.
Graduate school.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
still, it's like I'm the most like put together guy, and you left me for
someone
younger, probably than him. I mean,
I don't like what he said though about the you're
no.
you got fat anyways. Like, but I understand that you're hurt in the moment.
He's lashing. This is the most hurtful. I am like genuinely sad.
Yeah,
because she is like she's a woman who. Doesn't have a lot of self-esteem and this relationship could have been really great for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just,
but
she sabotaged it.
She also was convincing herself for a while that it was right and she should have just left.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you happen to read the next entry accidentally?
All I saw was that the handwriting looks like different. And it's July 30th. It's her, but it, I don't know. There's just-
so I just want to say,
what?
If she has to move out by the first,
she's less than a month.
Hey.
No, July 30th would be.
The next entry
she's
got to be gone in 2 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim, how you been?
No.
Well,
we're back with mom.
Oh, yeah.
We find out what happened to the diary writer on the next entry on Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tis the season for pranks.
Is it?
Well, it's graduation.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys do a high school prank or no?
No, we were told we would not walk in graduation.
We were told that too.
So we did not.
Really?
Yeah, we were told that too.
I'm with Aaron.
Oh.
They tell you that. They're still going to let you graduate. Because they don't want their graduation rate to plummet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would have graduated.
Oh, this wouldn't let you walk?
Yeah. So I'm not interested in not walking. We did not complete a senior prank.
Mm. Well, do you know what you were going to do?
Nope. Never really crossed my mind.
Are the
much.
Girls involved in the pranks in high school? Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to an all-girls school?
No.
Okay. Mm.
They were not in ours, like intentionally not, because they would have ratted us out. The girls in my class, for sure.
Was your senior prank the one where you left a flashlight with your name on it?
What?
What?
Okay. Did you just say what I thought you said?
Dumbass. Like, climbs the roof. Whatever. It was prank. And he like used his family flashlight with his last name on it.
I heard something else.
Was it fleshy?
No.
You gotta mark it.
So,
you gotta write your name on it.
So
it's the family.
I'm glad it was a flashlight.
It was a flashlight. My God, woman. What is wrong with you?
You understand my reaction now.
Well, I thought you were just reacting to how stupid he is.
Oh, well, like, also that.
No, it's just a misunderstanding.
Well, okay. How did you end up leaving it?
So we met at the school. We did a bunch of stuff. We climbed on the roof. It was a tradition. You spray paint your year on the chimney at the the seniors did it. So that was the big part of it. But it was all like we all just brought our tactical gear, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
We all brought flashlights and it's kind of like, here, you grab one and go there. You grab one and go there. And then we just ran out and we didn't really do a count of, do we have all the flashlights?
Right.
And the next morning, my mom woke me up and she's like, hey, the school called. They found your flashlight.
No.
And it was her, like, when you put the stickers for your return address on an envelope, if you send out mail, it was one of those that was on the flashlight.
Why?
Because it was hers, and that's what I told the dean. I'm like, well, it's not my name.
You had to tell your
sister. You're trying to throw your mom under the bus?
My mom climbed the roof and got on the chimney to spray paint my year.
She had the senior prank for us.
I'm not guilty by association. It doesn't say my name.
You are guilty by association.
Yes. Lies.
You are 100%. Eric is right.
Yeah.
You're exactly guilty by association.
I could have just wrote slacker on it and been like, well, I guess he was here. No proof. I still got detention. It didn't work.
But. Oh. Was your mom mad?
No, because she knew what we were. She supplied the flashlight.
Right.
That's the part she doesn't want me to say. She was involved.
Do you know what it is? You just say it fast, and it does sound like flash.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, and to say your mom supplies that feels real off.
Thank gosh. Stop. There are kids.
Because he just said it like
that. I know,
that.
But there are kids.
I can't help. Okay. Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to hear, it doesn't have to be your senior prank. Because like my son at the private school, they didn't do it.
Right, because you want to walk in graduation.
I don't, no, but I think
there's, I feel nothing, like that's just a threat.
Yeah.
Probably, but I'm
and to
prone
be the
to
first
threats.
Ever kid that didn't get to walk at graduation because of the prank, like that'd be epic.
If the prank's funny, you'd be they the gotta man. Let it happen.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is we want to hear about your pranks. They don't have to be your senior prank. Right. It can be any prank you pull, because some dude in South Carolina decided he should do like the psycho thing.
Such a good idea.
He hid in his girlfriend's, I think it's his ex-girlfriend.
It's from a movie.
Okay, right. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Even, okay.
He hid in her shower with a knife.
That's not funny.
This will get her good.
He was also not wearing any pants or underwear.
What?
And he had biker shorts right. to conceal his face.
Wait. Okay, careful with the knife, buddy.
Biker shorts?
Yeah. His intention, according to the police report, was to surprise her and lighten the mood following a text message argument.
Wait, they were already broken up when
I don't know.
He did
it
this?
Says ex-girlfriend. I don't know if that was the last straw. When she got home, he jumped out of the shower and pretended to stab her, making slicing motions near her throat. This is hilarious on paper, though.
The knife did not touch her skin, but he reportedly did choke her. So
you
I don't think this
sell
is
the
a
prank,
really
Aaron.
Good prank.
It's a prank.
No, this yeah. is no. that is
whose name was on the knife?
His mom.
Oh my God. All right. So here's the deal. I do want to say this. Anytime we've done this topic, mm-hmm. women are averse to it. So extra points if you're a female who's pranked. Yeah. I just think
who has been pranked or
well,
who does
yes,
prank.
You're right. If you call for pranks, you
either,
but I think
yeah.
more often than not, it is going to be the female who was pranked, because you guys just don't think like this.
Well, when my sister and I were little, we would hide in we shared a room. Whoever went to bed first would hide in the other person's bed and like get as flat as they could, and they'd put pillows in their bed, and then, you know, we'd turn off lights and run and jump, and when mid jump you shoot up. It was awesome.
Like heroin.
You shoot up in the bed.
Oh, shoot up in the bed.
And then midair, you're like, ah! Anyway, it was a really good prank for being about 10. You should
Jack,
call.
Would you put that call through or no?
She is a woman. So front of the line. That's the deal we made.
All right, so we want to hear your best prank stories. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
We part of our senior prank. I know we're doing all pranks, but that's my biggest, yes. the biggest night of my life.
Got busted. Didn't work well. Yeah.
We were trying to be more clever with it. Like a lot of times they just make a mess. They put like the Vaseline on the railings.
Yeah,
and
right.
All the,
I think
like,
we did like the filled Dixie cups everywhere.
Okay.
The what?
Dixie cups.
Filled?
Yeah, just with water, but everywhere.
Just
like every inch
up.
Of the floor.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we took two teachers' rooms who were next to each other. We took everything out of one room. We took everything out. We just switched the rooms.
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly complete. And just put everything back in there. So the social studies teacher opened the door and it was
not his room.
Not his room. And he's like that quick, like, what the heck? And
did you have to put it back?
No. No. We left it. And then because the seniors are like done early. So the other kids are still going to school.
Yeah.
And he told us it was the dean. It was his room. And I couldn't convince him it was my mom. He said, he said, look, I have to tell you, this was the best one I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's like, I was actually impressed. And he's like, I wouldn't have even called, except he had to like submit a paper or something. And he was late because of it. So,
wow.
There you go.
Okay. Here's another prank put on by a dude. Dude filled his brother-in-law's belly button with super glue.
Can't that like kill you?
No, it might just be uncomfortable, but it won't kill you.
I feel like Aaron just volunteered to find out.
Yeah, maybe.
How would it kill you?
It's like seeping into your body. It's super glue. How could you get out? Doesn't your belly button have to breathe?
How deep is your belly button?
On, do you legitimately believe that your belly button is a portal for oxygen?
No, but
a little.
It gets weird in there if you don't like clean it out.
It does. I mean, it does.
Hack is just nodding feverishly over there. No, you're not gonna die if you plug your belly button.
But is it ever coming out?
Yeah, I think you can dump acetone in there.
Seems
uncomfortable. It's not gonna
hurt.
It doesn't feel like
hurt. Going, ouchie.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. Whose name was on the glue?
Okay. If you have a good prank or you've been well pranked, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking pranks. It's a bit of a sausage fest up in here.
I did see a really cute, it was a senior prank again, but the seniors got first graders to come and take their class when the teachers left. It was really cute.
Oh, so the teacher comes in, there's just a bunch of kids in there?
Yeah, and all of the first graders were just like so happy to be involved.
Oh, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Because it's like your first real year in your life.
And they're in the big old high school desks and the whole thing.
It was cute.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Josh?
Yay.
Pranks. What do you got?
Yeah, so a friend's mom had a universal key. She worked for the county where we went to high school. And we were able to steal that. We went into the high school. You
like
know,
a master key to get anywhere?
Jeez.
Yes, after dark. And so what we did was we went into each of the classrooms and pulled out all the chairs, all the desks, and piled them up through all the hallways. It was after all the seniors were basically out for school already. And so everyone else, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, had to go back and put them all back in the classroom. So it was pretty epic.
Harmless. Yeah. Harmless,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty harmless.
We did the similar thing, except we ran fishing line through the lockers. So then you just toss the chairs and they just like stick in. It's like a web. Fishing line, you know?
Funny. But also,
harmless.
A lot of work to fix.
The only way to get them down is you got to cut the line and then it all falls.
That's not harmless.
Yeah, actually, someone could get hurt.
But this is what my mom was telling me, that she was there. I don't know.
Your mom has been the scapegoat on a lot of things today. Jackie.
Yay.
Pranking. What'd you do?
Okay, so this is a prank that became a not prank prank. So in college, I had this collection of creepy dolls. One of my dolls was like this early Pee Wee Herman drawstring like doll.
No.
And my college roommate and I thought it was hysterical. So he hated it. I hid it in his room. It freaked him out. He hid it in my room. It freaked me out. Then we just started like taking turns hiding this doll.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to buy a second doll and not tell him. So I got on eBay and bought a second doll.
No!
Oh my God.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, so I hid the first one in like a repeat spot, and then I hid the second one in his room, so he was sure.
So he found the one thinking he's safe.
I'm upset.
And then there's another one.
This is so good.
And then cover the other one. So he was.
Oh my God! Your phone?
No.
Okay.
The doll.
Do we know what happened?
Did something? She said it became a not prank prank.
Well, because that's not funny. Because then when you find the second one,
I know. You're did something bad happen?
Do you know?
Hmm? No, I don't.
Okay.
Well,
Steve. Greg. Steve.
Steve. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's your prank story?
Okay, this happened at Mullen several years ago. I don't know exactly who was involved, but the teacher that worked there told me about it. What they did is they filled one of the offices up with wrinkled up newspapers, you know, like old newspapers that they had.
Yeah.
And they filled it all the way up to the ceiling with old newspapers. And they left the light on, and the heat from the light bulb caught it on fire.
What?
And the building burned down.
What?
At Mullen?
Yeah, that happened to Mullen.
What building was it? Hold on. Which one?
Is this where you went?
Yeah.
I didn't go there, so it was the sports. What is the sports building?
Okay.
What the heck? That's a felony.
The one where the sports building, there were a couple. There's the Hutchinson, or there was one where the roof collapsed.
Maybe it collapsed from the fire.
No, that was from a flood, like a lot of rain.
They were busy that day.
They were pranking one of the coaches, so it was one of the sports buildings. But
God.
That is so bad. That is arson.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. Kind of. It's accidental arson.
But it
still counts
like
as something. Thanks, Steve. Nathan?
Yay.
Pranks. What'd you do?
So it's the night before my younger brother's wedding.
And
all of the groomsmen and I were all staying in an Airbnb together. So everybody is in bed, everybody's asleep, and I sneak around and I take one of each groomsman's shoe and hide it.
Like for the wedding the next day?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Do you know how mad I would be
as
the bride?
Look at the bride to be already like.
I would be like, can we not?
Yeah. I even hid one of my own as well. So everybody's like, where's my shoe? I know it was
diabolical.
I love it. I was not on your side now.
But how sober were you? Because did you remember where you put them all?
Facts.
Barely.
A couple mess mixed ups. And
how long did you let this go the next day?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
I let it go for, I think, like an hour. I was like, let's do an hour. And I kept saying to them, like, I'm sure it'll show up. We should probably like get dressed, you know, like put our ties on and stuff. And they all were like, no, not until we find our shoes. And I was like, okay, if by 10:30 we're still looking for them, I'll let everybody know.
So you had to let everybody know it was you who did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't give him the rings.
No.
Yeah.
No, for real. That's not funny, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them said at the same time.
Yeah.
It's funny if only the boys know about it. It's not funny if the bride was aware.
It's the bride's day. What are the guys supposed to do? What else do we have?
Thanks for the call, Nathan. Danny?
Yay.
Pranks. What happened to you?
Okay, so when I was little, I really think this is cute. I didn't know at the time it was April 1st because I was a kid, but my dad did this thing. We were all bowling, and apparently when you, what is it? You do something three times. I don't remember, but something about bowling, you do it three times, and then you get a turkey.
Yeah, you strike three times.
Three strikes.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, well, what that means is that you get a free turkey from the bowling alley. So he sends me to the front desk to collect the free turkey that we have earned.
Dude, it's so cute.
That's not cute.
It's so cute.
Do you know who works at bowling alleys?
I know, but if I did this like one of my nephews.
No, that's not
like,
funny.
A turkey?
Right. So I go up and I'm like, we get a turkey and it's, you know, now I'm like, okay, well, this was obviously some teenager like dealing with this in hindsight. They just look at me like I have grown three heads.
Yeah, because you're an idiot asking for a turkey at a bowling alley.
I'm a 9-year-old idiot asking about turkeys.
That's a great dad move. I like
that.
Yeah.
It's so cute. You're a dad. You should get it.
I
do not want to pay for therapy later. Have you gotten over it?
Oh my God, I think it's the cutest thing ever. I'm going to do it to my kids when I have them.
Yeah. And you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to do it to my kids when I have them too.
Okay, everyone.
Turkey?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to talk to you all because.
Oh, geez. Wow. What?
No, everything's okay. I just had a realization that I am getting old. And
am I allowed to ask how old you are? Do you
want
to answer?
Absolutely. Okay. I don't care. I'm 32, freshly. Very newly 32. So yeah, there are two people in this room, I believe, who are older than me. But you know that moment? Like, you all have had that moment. You've all had that moment where you're sitting there, you're having a conversation with someone, or you're like contemplating something, or your knees crack, whatever it is. And you go, oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
My fiance and I had that moment the last few days because we have been talking, researching, and like extensively discussing the purchasing of a lawnmower.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Good. And really extensive research and talking, it's him talking to me about it. And I don't know what's going on. But
I still have some spreadsheets. I can share them with you.
Send them over to
this
him.
This is so weird because I
you're remembering.
No, that is exactly when I knew I was. But like, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you're old. Because do you want to talk about it?
Do I want to talk about
the
what?
The lawnmower.
It feels necessary. It feels like a requirement because our lawn.
Old. You're fine.
Okay.
You're not old.
It's not because I'm excited by
it. He is. He's old.
Oh, yeah. Like, while we've been sitting here, he texted me today. Hey, there's this deal at Home Depot. Yep. We could get a leaf blower and a weed whacker. Yep. All the same brand. The batteries all work together. Like, he's going on and on. And I'm like, I don't care.
Is there a chance that you could maybe go home now early? You can have the rest of the day off and maybe he could come in? Because Tiak and I would love to sit here.
They have talked so much about lawnmowers.
Really?
Or lawn care in general, Aaron. Oh, say we don't pigeonhole us into just mowers. Yeah.
Do the words weed and feed kind of get you going? We had a weed and feed earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Had to keep the dog off the weed and feed.
I'm very excited, yeah.
This is.
I recommend the Ego. The battery is pretty good.
The Ego's amazing. Yep. I've got an Ego.
I highly recommend Slacker giving you his old one.
Gave him his Ego mower.
The best
you
way to go.
You don't have another old one to give
me. No, but if Costco or somebody has them in, you might get one.
Hold
off
on.
Of me.
You're behind me, so you would get my old one. I would get Slacker.
I don't have a yard yet, but you're behind me.
What if Aaron needs a lawnmower?
I don't.
You don't want. No, but that is definitely a moment when you realize. Like,
this is important to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how we're spending our money on this, like how much are we going to...
Go big. Go big. You won't regret it.
Well, we don't own our home yet, so we're going to go bigger once we own a home with a bigger yard.
That makes sense.
But we got to upkeep the rental
This is
yard.
Really strange you're bringing this up because I mowed yesterday. And
good.
As I... No, when I was mowing, I was like, I wonder if Erica and her fiancé, I wonder if the place they rent mows their yard or if they're going to...
thinking about us mowing our yard.
I was like, because you got a yard and I'm like, oh my God, I wonder who mows that. When you rent, do you have to mow your own grass?
Depends.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
This all sounds like a euphemism.
It does. Well, but congratulations. You're not old. You don't care. Like, you're doing it. Your fiance is old, but you're not.
Yeah. Like, he could chill.
He's texting about it. He's old as hell.
Thinking about it constantly.
Yes. He's the old one.
Yeah. And he is 6 months older than me. Right. So
here's when I realized I was old, and it has to do with concerts.
Mm.
I remember going to concerts, picking the perfect t-shirt that was baggy enough that you couldn't tell I had dumped bottles of Jack Daniel into a Ziploc bag and duct taped them all around my body.
Wow.
And then you've just got mixers on your calves and you've got booze taped to your body. Mm-hmm. And then you are hoping there's not a pat down at security.
Right. Cause then they're going to be like, what's this jiggly?
Right. Well, it's like, right. You just kind of go, brah, brah, I'm fat or whatever.
Right.
And then
that's how it goes.
Right. Then you're heading to a concert. You've taped no bags of booze to your body. You've got bottles of water. You've got your Nalgene bottle so you can refill it in the concert. You've got a fanny pack on with Band-Aids in there and
Tums
and eye drops.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of weed smell in the air, yep. And you want to keep your eyes clear. That's the moment when you're like, what the hell happened to me? I should have drugs taped to my body.
Oh, my God.
But instead, I have Visine.
I'm with Aaron on the Tums.
You bring Tums to
it? I've got Tums on me all the time and Pepto.
That's good to know.
All
I bring
the
them
time.
On vacations.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room is old.
The food is spicy. What do you want from us?
If you've become old out of nowhere, we want to know that moment when you realized that it happened to you. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
Mine is also with concerts. I am the youngest in the room, not by much, but I realized I started getting old when I left them early.
Because you didn't want to deal with traffic.
You infuriate me so much. You don't stay for the hit.
I don't.
It's crazy.
I get it.
Yeah. They're too loud, too.
I wear earplugs to all of my concerts.
No,
they're on my key rings. I have them on me all the time. Gotta protect your hearing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You ever mix up the Tums and the earplugs?
Hack, what's wrong with you? When did you know?
Everything. I am addicted to the weather app. I always know forecast.
You are so old when it comes to that.
I judge my neighbor's lawn. Not only do I take care of my own, I judge the neighbors if they're not keeping up. But the moment that I really knew was the first time, I was picking up my kid from school, my son. And we were walking out, and the teacher came out and kind of like yelled at us. He had forgotten something. And she goes, Mr. Hack, Mr. Hack. And we just kept walking.
Because that's not you.
Who's Mr. Hack?
Who's that? And Mr. Hack. And then Leo was finally like, Dad. Like,
that's you.
And I turn around, I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, and then I'm like, oh, you're talking to me? Mr.
Mr. Hack.
When somebody calls you sir,
it's
not good.
They're like, oh, yeah, I guess I am your dad. Yeah. I guess I'm the, That was it.
I just remembered another one now that you brought up school. Please, Can I get through the whole thing before you start judging me?
Unlikely, but sure.
So at my daughter's high school, there, okay, a scantily clad 18-year-old, right? Midriff showing, boobs pushed together,
mm-hmm.
like the whole, they look, they're mm-hmm. supposed, that should elicit a response eyes. In a male, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying, okay? And all I can think of is, she better cover up.
Oh my gosh, you're old.
Yeah. Well, you stop. They seem so young, and you're like, what are you doing? No, cover up.
Where's her father?
I mean, no, the same with The Little Mermaid for me. When I stopped agreeing with Ariel, and instead I was like, why are you giving up your voice for a boy, you dummy?
That's the moment you're old.
Yeah.
When you stop, yep. Identifying with the main character.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Anyone got any Toms in the room?
I got you.
All right, well, if you feel old, tell us the moment it happened to you. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about how we're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to out her. I'm going to out her right now. You know how you were saying you had a spreadsheet for your mower?
Mm-hmm.
Her fiancé heard us talking about it, mm-hmm. and just texted. And what did he text, Erica?
That he also had a spreadsheet for this, but he didn't tell me about it. Which is like even older of him to be like,
ancient.
Erica doesn't want to know, no. Yeah. So I'm going to keep it to myself.
My wife can't find out about my spreadsheets.
Yeah. Yeah, so how did you know you were getting old? Caitlin?
Yai.
How'd you find out you were old?
So I started feeling really old when I
and started enjoying cleaning because I've always been one of those people who hates cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not there yet. You used to be a young person.
Right.
And now.
Right.
Is it cleaning? Because I don't get excited about cleaning.
Okay.
But organizing. That's different.
Okay.
It's the cleaning anywhere. Well, so I'm to the point with my cleaning now where I'm like, oh, hey, I have time. I can organize now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I bought a Brother labeler and just went.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Because now you can just start putting labels on stuff.
Wait, my fiance is really old then. He's like started getting like racks for totes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Calling me out, I went out and bought myself a little labeler so I could label all of the drawers in my house.
That's a good move.
Having your drawers labeled, I do not knock it. Because then when somebody comes over and says, where is that? It's like, just look.
It's labeled. On the exterior?
Not like that.
Okay.
So your fiance is searching the internet for racks, and he's like, it's not what you think. I swear, like, I'm just old.
Like, it's bin racks. Yeah.
Chris?
Yay.
How'd you know you were old?
This happened just a couple of weeks ago, actually. So my oldest is graduating high school.
Oh.
Next week. And a couple of weeks ago, we went to go tour a technical college.
Oof.
And we walked out as a college enrollee.
Yeah. When you start realizing your kids aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting.
Well, and then on top of everything, next year, my daughter graduates high school. My son graduates college.
Yeah. Just give it up. Start making spreadsheets.
Oh, my gosh.
Rhonda.
Yay.
How'd you know you're old?
It's also about a concert.
Okay.
My dad and I are both huge Santana fans.
Oh, boy.
And
Santana?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're already there. You're already at
the end for the call.
I go to all his concerts every year he's here.
Yeah.
But anyway, as adults, all the adults in the family, which included one of my sisters, my brother, his pregnant wife at the time, and my parents, went to a Santana concert at Fiddler's Green when it was Fiddler's Green.
Mm-hmm.
And during the concert, of course, everything is blowing. And I look down, my husband looks down and looks at the edge of the aisle where my mom was sitting. She always liked the end seat so she could go potty.
What?
And my mom is passing joints from behind her to the aisle in front of her.
Okay.
So I nudged my dad to point at my mom, and my dad leans forward, leans back and says, I can't believe she's not taking a hit off of that.
She just passed it.
She's not Bogarting.
My mom was 65 years old. Okay. So I'm like, what? Okay. So I never got the straight story.
Yeah, no. I don't think we got it either.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. Eve?
Yay.
How did you know you were old? I'm aging as this goes on.
I went hiking on a trip with my son and I fell. And so when they did x-rays, they told me I have osteoporosis in my knees. I just turned 30 this year.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you know one thing about me, I love them all pretzel. I love them all cinnamon roll. And I'm going to be a lot more polite the next time I go order one after hearing this story.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And I've got a story that'll make you not want to eat at a certain time.
I always want to eat.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I got a story out of Florida! Now, what happened here is not funny. This was a domestic violence incident.
Oh, yeah.
However,
this is great. Okay.
It's really wild. So a nurse, a registered nurse.
Okay.
Attacked their registered nurse wife.
Okay.
And it was all because the wife
was eating cheesy nachos at 3 a.m. Okay, wait, this sound effect is late.
Hold on. The fight was over nacho timing?
Well, yeah. How dare this woman eat nachos at 3 a.m.?
I'm sorry. When are we... Well, what time is nacho time? Because I feel like 3 a.m. is nacho time.
That's prime nacho time.
3 a.m. is nacho time. Well, the person who attacked went in and said to her wife, "You shouldn't be eating at this hour, and also, you're..."
No!
And tensions escalated, and the wife grabbed a handful of nachos and shoved them down the back of her leggings.
What?
Okay.
And these will go straight to your hips,
I guess. And 911 was called.
Okay. All
they said that's nacho cheese.
Oh, that's nacho time to fight.
I'm like, if TX not doing this story, we won't have to do the stupid nacho.
No, we gotta. Every time.
Okay.
My story is out of
North Carolina.
You guys, hold on. When you guys do that, you just like stare off into the distance.
You sort of have to. Asheville, North Carolina.
It's in Asheville?
Asheville, yeah. Asheville. There's a 33-year-old man down there in North Carolina.
Yes.
He was, he had an armed robbery at a grocery store. Oh, they said he went in and he stole some incense and a cinnamon bun.
The accent's starting to slip, but I got you.
I can really only say North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay. So he stole the cinnamon bun and incense.
Okay.
When he was confronted by the employees, he pulled out a machete.
Oh, as one does.
A machete.
As you do.
All right, yeah, you got a machete on you.
Yeah. They said, no, don't cut it up. We don't want to share. Just please. So he ran away, fled. Police quickly apprehended him because they caught up to him. And they said, "We think you're the guy." Because he was eating a cinnamon roll.
Oh, that'll get you every time.
Yeah, it was. So.
You got to fire that cinnamon roll down faster.
Yep. Learn from me.
Yeah. Eat the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, exactly. Take it to the hole, son.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.